Hello. You are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for joining us. Here on this edition of Local Motion, we'll be talking about Governor Jared Polis and his recent visit to Montrose. On Saturday, November 23rd, Governor Polis barnstormed the Western Slope, visiting Grand Junction, Montrose, and other communities. His purpose was to announce his Rural Economic Blueprint, a statewide effort to bring the economic expansion on the Front Range to rural areas of the state, including the Plains and the Western Slope. When the governor visited Montrose, announcing the Rural Economic Blueprint at Mayfly Outdoors was just one of the stops on his busy itinerary. Polis also attended the state playoff football game at Montrose High School, and then he went to a job fair at the Montrose County Events Center. The governor toured the job fair and spoke with vendors, representatives of state agencies, and job seekers from Montrose County. Here is what he said to the crowd after his long-awaited arrival Saturday afternoon.
We don't want to interrupt. We want to get people back to finding good jobs for the state, finding good employees. This is just part of our rural economic work to make sure that these opportunities are available to residents of Montrose County, of Western Colorado, everywhere that people have come here from. We have a great, amazing state workforce. Many of them are here today, manning the booths. And I encourage you just to interact with them, ask questions. We have some great opportunities at the state. Some of them are in Western Colorado, some are other parts of Colorado, and we're doing our best to push those opportunities out to communities. And today is really an important part of that work of really showing that we want to make sure that we attract folks from across Colorado. So we're excited to be here in Montrose, excited by the great attendance. I know we're competing against the Indian Cyclones game. I just came from that. But some folks will probably roll in here afterwards too, because I understand you're here until 4. They'll probably end around 3:30. So again, thanks for coming, and look at these great opportunities the state has, and thanks again for all your great work.
That was Governor Jared Polis on November 23rd at a job fair at the Montrose County Events Center. If you're just joining us here on Local Motion, I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News, and we are talking about the governor's recent visit to the Western Slope. The State Agency Hiring and Resource Fair offered Montrose residents a chance to explore opportunities in a wide range of state government jobs. Representatives from more than 15 state agencies, some with immediate job openings, were on hand to answer questions and help job seekers get started in applying for any job that interested them. Workshops were held in interview techniques, how to fill out a state application, how to compose a resume, and other job-related skills. State agencies weren't the only vendors at the job fair. Montrose city and county officials were on hand. A couple of different schools were represented, and other agencies and employers looking for employees were represented. To get an idea of some of the vendors and jobs that they were offering at the fair, KVNF News toured the vendors' row and spoke with several of the agencies, asking why they were at the job fair and what they were looking for in employees. Here's our first group of vendors.
I'm Kim Owens. I'm the HR manager with Garfield County Public Library District, and I'm based out of Rifle, Colorado. I came down here to network with people and get the word out that Garfield County Libraries is going to be doing some hiring in 2020, and also meet the other resources that are having their tables here today.
Do you think coming out here to Montrose to find employees is feasible? Do you think people would move from Montrose to work in Rifle?
I don't know about that, but I think you never know who might know somebody who is looking for work, and the Western Slope is a small world, and I've already met a couple of people that know people that I know, even though we live 100 miles apart, so it's worth the trip.
And tell me, are these jobs that you're hiring for, are they full or part-time?
Both.
And do they have to do with working there in the library or working online?
So big chunk of our jobs will be working in the library branches on the information desk, helping patrons as they come through the door, whether it's job seekers needing help with their resume or assistance on the computer. We do book a librarian session, so if somebody needs one-on-one help with the librarian, we can provide that. They help schedule out meeting rooms. It's a really great resource for small business owners. If you're ever interviewing somebody and you need a space to do that, we can provide that. There's so many resources that the libraries can provide, and the people we're hiring are going to support all of that.
And why do you think it is that Garfield's able to hire people? Frankly, in Delta County, where I'm from, the libraries recently lost a mill levy increase measure on the elections. Libraries are losing people and not hiring them. How come it's reverse in Garfield County?
Garfield County libraries on the November ballot, our voters just approved a mill levy increase, and we're so grateful for that. If our residents didn't really value our libraries, it would be a very different story for us. We wouldn't be hiring people. We would probably be looking at a reduction of services at some point. So we're so fortunate that our residents saw the need for great libraries in each community that we serve. And that's why we can hire people.
Kim Owens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, so my name is Erica, and I work with the Technical College of the Rockies, which is located outside of Delta, Colorado. And I'm our student advisor and career services advocate. So I am just here promoting a lot of our programs as a resource to our community.
And here at the job fair, do you have jobs that you can offer, or are you talking about more stuff like helping students find jobs?
So we are more here in the capacity of training students so that they could enter fields and be a part of the skilled workforce.
Have you found that you've had a lot of activity? Are people interested in coming to the college right now?
Yeah, they are. So I'm really excited about that because we have been around in this community for about 40 years. And this last year, most of our programs have been full, which is great. So we're able to expand. Next year, we'll be looking at doing a fire academy, a HVAC program. And so we're really excited to see interest here at the career fair today.
And I know the Post Academy, the Police Academy there is a big deal too, right?
Yes, it is a really big deal. We actually are about to have one of our bigger classes graduate this December. I think we have about 16 cadets graduating, and then we've got a pretty full class for spring as well.
And some of these programs you're talking about, are they mostly in the trades?
So it really depends. We have a couple different, we train people for the healthcare field. So this is not a degree seeking institution. It's all certificate based, which can be a great option for students because they're often a lot shorter, way more affordable, and way more flexible. So evening classes, part-time, full-time. And then after you are certificate trained, then you can enter that workforce and usually make a really good career.
Well, thanks so much for your time.
Of course. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joanne Iglesias. I'm the director of the Division of Veterans Affairs West. I oversee the Veterans Memorial Cemetery of Western Colorado up in Grand Junction. It's a state agency. I also oversee the Western Region One Source, which is a one-stop shop for veterans in Grand Junction.
I have covered veterans issues in Montrose before. We have a very large veterans population here. If they came into this job fair, what kind of resources would you be able to offer them?
Well, for now, we have some job interest cards for possible upcoming positions at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery and the Western Region One Source. And also, we're sharing lots of information for veterans on their benefits, whether they're burial benefits or benefits that we have at the Western Region One Source. We have a state veteran service officer housed there, a DEERS ID operator for retirees and their dependents is at the One Source. Volunteers of America has a satellite office at our facility, as well as Rocky Mountain Human Services and Student Transportation of America, which is a bus transportation company who employs veterans.
Have you found that here in Western Colorado, a lot of veterans are looking for jobs right now?
They are looking for jobs, they're looking for housing, they're looking for all kinds of resources.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. We just heard from Garfield County Libraries, the Technical College of the Rockies, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Our next group of vendors had jobs ready to offer that day at the job fair.
My name is Travis Moore. I'm with the Colorado Division of Wildland Fire Prevention and Control. I'm a helicopter supervisor for the helicopter that sits here in Montrose for wildland fire.
Okay, and what brings you out to the job fair?
Just to give some people some idea of what's going on within the agency and some job opportunities that we have.
And are you looking for firefighters, or what kind of jobs are you offering?
Yes, we are looking for firefighters, and quite a few across the state. There's a lot of jobs that they can find on the Division of Fire Prevention and Control's website, and they're all listed there.
Do you find that this is a busy season for hiring people to work because of more frequency of fires?
This time of the year, during the wintertime, is always the time we're looking for firefighters for the upcoming season in the summertime.
In your experience, does it seem like recently there have been more fires, or is it kind of this is usual for Colorado?
Over the past years, it's definitely trended up, you know, in the past 10 to 20 years. So they are pretty busy. This past season was a little bit milder because of the moisture that we got.
And these jobs that you're offering people here to come into Montrose, do they involve moving somewhere, or are they jobs they could do here in the city or county?
There's a lot of jobs all across the state of Colorado. With the Division of Fire Prevention and Control, we are hiring some positions here in Montrose, but there's a lot of opportunities in a lot of different fields.
And what was that website again, if people want to look it up?
So it's www.colorado.gov, and that's /DFPC.
Yeah, I'm Sergeant Brian Romba with the Montrose Police Department. We're out here representing the Montrose Police Department as well as the city of Montrose overall, and just kind of exposing our city and the city's opportunities as a police department. We are going to be hiring several people in the next few years, to include upwards of 14 additional patrol officers, numerous civilian type positions as well. But we're just exposing the city of Montrose to the rest of the community and showing what options are out there and that we're a good employer to be with.
If you could, sir, remind me, did the public safety initiative out here pass? It did, right?
It did pass.
Okay,
yep.
So there's going to be a new building. And then through that, is that why Montrose is hiring right now?
Yes. Yep. So with that, is where the 14 patrol officers came from, as well as the numerous civilian positions. We are going to be building a new building. So, and we will outgrow our building that we're currently in. We currently have outgrown it. We will need to build a new building to house all of our people, just to expand and be the size of what the community requires from a law enforcement perspective.
And looking around at the folks who come out to this job fair, what kind of skills and traits are you looking for?
Really anything and everything. Everything from clerical work to communication skills, de-escalation skills. Computers obviously are huge nowadays. Technology is extremely important. We use it every day. Anybody with any kind of skill is absolutely welcome at the city of Montrose.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
My name's Don Perkins. I'm with the Sheet Metal Workers Union, SMART Local 9 out of Colorado. We cover the whole state. We're here looking for apprentices today to enter our program.
How many people are you looking for? What is the situation? Do you need employees?
We're looking for, right now, we have call for 6 employees, 6 more. We already have 16 in our program right now, and we're looking for 6 more. But we're always looking for more.
And this is doing sheet metal work on furnaces?
Everything from furnaces to commercial installation.
Okay, and statewide?
Yeah, statewide.
What kind of interest have you seen from people here in Montrose?
It's been slow today at this event, but for the most part, we know there's a need here in Montrose. We've talked to several contractors here over the last couple of years, and we have 2 contractors right now doing work out of Grand Junction area, and our school is in Grand Junction for our apprenticeship program.
Do you find it interesting in the industry that at this point you're looking for employees? Has it been a situation in the past where employees come to you and you just have lots of workers?
You know, back probably 20 years ago, that was the case. Lately, we have not seen that. It's been us having to go out and recruit and get people to come into the trades. The construction trades were kind of overlooked for a long time, and now people are starting to realize that we don't have enough tradesmen to do the jobs that need to be done. So now they're starting to come back to us again. So we are starting to see that influx back into the trades. The union sheet metal trade and the piping and all the other construction trades have seen an influx and growth over the last 5 years. So,
has it been a case where everyone who comes to the job has to be in the union?
For us, yes.
Okay.
If we're going to train you, you're going to sign up, you're going to be a union sheet metal worker, mm-hmm. and go through our trade.
And do you find that that increases or decreases your ability to find quality employees?
I think it increases it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot to offer. Our pay is really good. We have benefits. We have, after 6 months of working for us, you have health care for you and your family. None of that comes out of your paycheck. You have two pensions and a 401k available to you when you retire. We noticed a lot of the contractors here in town that are non-union, their employees are having to pay their own benefits and stuff, and that comes off their paycheck. Mm-hmm. So for us, we offer that. Our contractors pay for that to get qualified help.
Okay, and if one of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, is there an email address or a website?
Our cell phone number, 970-623-5463. And you'd be talking to Brian Summers. He runs our office over here.
Outstanding. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Local Motion on KVNF. We've just heard from three more of the vendors, each of which had immediate job offerings, who were seeking employees at the State Agency Hiring and Resource Fair that was held at the Montrose County Events Center on November 23rd. Now we'll take our final trip down Vendors Row at the job fair.
My name's Katie Bowman. I'm the Executive Director of Housing Resources of Western Colorado. I am here to talk about a couple of positions that we have available in our weatherization department. So we have an HVAC tech position. And so that's really the primary reason we are here, and also to inform the community about what we do.
Tell me a little bit about the jobs that you're offering. Are they full-time, part-time? Do they require moving from Montrose, or could they do them here?
So our weatherization HVAC tech position that we're hiring for is actually serving the six counties in Montrose as well as Mesa County. Mm-hmm. So you could definitely stay here and get that job.
Okay, so we're talking about local jobs. Mm-hmm. What does your organization work toward and discuss about affordable housing on the Western Slope? Is that one of the biggest issues that you're working on?
It's one of the biggest issues in the state, is affordable housing, but it definitely is a huge factor on the Western Slope. So Housing Resources provides both housing services and housing to 14 counties on the Western Slope.
Oh, wow. And what kind of resources do you provide?
So we have a home solutions center that provides housing counseling and education. So what we do there is really foreclosure prevention, eviction prevention, pre-purchase counseling, financial coaching.
Are legal services offered as well?
So we have collaborated with legal services for our eviction prevention program, and we've done that in Montrose.
Outstanding. So it's really a regional kind of thing that you're working on.
It is, for sure. We're a HUD certified agency, and we really cover, like I said, 14 counties. This past year, we actually provided services to 9.
If you could think about your region-wide effort, how does Montrose rank in terms of affordable housing? It's easy to say, well, it's just bad everywhere on the Western Slope, but is it worse in certain areas or better in others?
Definitely it's worse in certain areas and better in others. Montrose, right now we're going through an evaluation to really come up with concrete numbers. I'm part of the Affordable Housing Coalition in Montrose, so stay tuned. We'll have better details in the near future, but it's definitely a critical issue.
Yeah.
Rents in Montrose are very high.
Mm-hmm.
They are higher than the majority of the counties mm-hmm. that we serve. But it depends. Again, if you're talking Telluride and Mountain Community, it's still more expensive, for sure.
Does your region include Delta County?
It does. I wish I could tell you that there was a county that's not touched by this yet. It's, mm-hmm. It really is covering the whole state.
Hi, my name is Erin Carroll. I'm from Hilltop Family Resource Center, and I'm here to talk about our services that we provide for the community and also talk about jobs that we have available right now.
And tell me a little bit about Hilltop. Is that out of Grand Junction?
So our corporate office is in Grand Junction, but we also have an office here in Montrose that serves Ouray County, Montrose County, and Delta County as well.
And what kind of services are you talking about today?
We offer everything from prenatal care, getting connected with services, up into respite care for the elderly, and we also offer a domestic violence program and kind of everything in between.
So a lot of health care issues that are involved, are these offered for the public or are these private insurance type things?
So we don't do a whole lot of healthcare, but we do help people get connected with healthcare services if they don't have healthcare. And our services are offered for anybody. Someone can just walk into our office off the street and get some services. If we don't offer it in-house, we refer out to other resources in the community.
Do you find that there's a large group of people I have here on the Western Slope who say they would get insurance, but they just don't know how to do that? Do you encounter that a lot?
Oh, absolutely, and we have some really great partners here in Montrose that can help people get connected with those types of services.
Well, thanks for being here, and thanks for telling us all about it.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Jackie Arcelin. I am the Deputy Director for Centralized Services with the Division of Professions and Occupations. We're here at the job fair today because we want to be able to offer some information to individuals who maybe are looking for a different career path. And so we can explain, here's the licensure process, here's the type of education that you might need to get these licenses, and maybe offer some different type of an opportunity than what they've considered in the past.
And so maybe are you talking about jobs people out here in Montrose, for example, might want to turn to after having had a career before, like in mining, or is it those kind of jobs?
It could potentially be those kinds of jobs. We regulate with our division about 350,000 individuals across the state, anything from plumbers and electricians to veterinarians to doctors and nurses. So it really covers a fairly large range. Some of them require extensive education, physician, for example. Some of them not so much. Surgical assistant or surgical technologist, the educational requirements are considerably lower.
Okay, so it's a wide variety of jobs.
That
and
is
a wide
correct.
Variety of skill levels that are called for.
That is absolutely correct.
And so when someone comes around here and they ask you what kind of help they can get, what would you say to them?
I would say, here's the different professions that we regulate. Have you been considering a different career path? Let me help you look at these different professions and see if there's anything that you might be interested in. And I can tell you what the educational requirements for those career paths might be and maybe how you can start down something, a path of something a little bit different.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to Local Motion here on KVNF. We've just heard from several of the vendors who were at the State Agency Hiring and Resource Fair that was held at the Montrose County Event Center on November 23rd. Now we'll hear from someone who was on the other side of the tables, one of the many folks who were looking for job opportunities. A lot of the job seekers did not want to speak on the record, saying they didn't want their current employers to know they were looking for other jobs. Many of the residents at the job fair were from Delta County, looking for jobs in Montrose County that are more readily available. KVNF News caught up with a local family who were attending the job fair.
Oh, I'm Larry, and this is my daughter, Gilly. And she's a senior in high school, and we just thought we'd come down and look around and see what there was. So,
what kind of jobs are you looking for?
Just something outside.
Yeah, I like to be outside. Seems like there's somewhere you could find around here who might offer that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And did you just finish school recently, or?
No, I'm a senior. I'm still in school.
What do you like about this just one here in Montrose? Do you feel like it offers something kind of local for you?
Yeah, it does.
And finally, here on this edition of Local Motion, we will hear from Governor Jared Polis himself. His primary focus at the job fair was to talk about his rural economic blueprint, which the governor announced at Mayfly Outdoors in Montrose before he attended the job fair. The Rural Economic Blueprint is a guide to building a Colorado that works for those in communities outside the Front Range Corridor. The Polis administration is focused on expanding rural access to broadband services, tackling high health care costs, repairing rural roads and bridges, investing in rural economic development, and supporting farming and ranching communities by connecting them to new markets to keep their competitive advantage in the 21st century economy. Further, Governor Polis is dedicated to providing kindergarten and early childhood education at no cost to parents and ensuring all Coloradans can benefit from the transition to cheaper and cleaner renewable energy sources. Much has already been done to begin to address these concerns, with credit going to the many leaders across the state. The blueprint seeks to address rural Colorado's unique opportunities and challenges by building upon innovative and successful policies and programs, and laying out additional efforts to ensure that all Coloradans have the opportunity to thrive. That goal will be accomplished through the following 7 steps: leveraging the unique assets of rural Colorado, saving Coloradans money on health care, helping fulfill every child's potential regardless of their zip code, supporting local commitments to 100% renewable energy, and a just transition for traditional energy workers and communities, connecting Colorado workers to the future economy and making critical investments in community infrastructure, investing in rural roads and bridges, and building on current successful rural economic development programs and expanding innovative practices that work. When KVNF News finally caught up to the governor for a one-on-one interview, we asked him first to talk about the rural economic blueprint.
We want to highlight kind of what the state is doing to make sure that economic growth is strong in our rural areas, whether it's ag, whether it's location-independent employment. So we put together a rural blueprint that's now available on my Colorado governor's website. This is a result of us having 155 listening sessions in rural Colorado through our, Colorado Department of Transportation, Colorado Department of Local Affairs, ones that I've been able to attend. I'll have a town hall in Grand Junction later today. So it's really a result of us listening about what the state can do better to really address the growth of rural Colorado and help.
And what brings you here to the job fair?
Well, we are hiring in the state of Colorado. Obviously, we have a lot of important positions, whether it's Department of Public Corrections or Safety or Local Affairs. We have so many great career opportunities. Another thing we're trying to do, for instance, Office of Economic Development just did it, is we're pushing the jobs out of Denver. So she just hired 3 people across the state for economic development. And when people are able to work from different areas of the state, we want people to be able to support the local community. So we're trying to increase those kinds of opportunities. Obviously, some jobs also require that you work, out of jail or you work in another community.
And my last question, sir, is about affordable housing. That's what everyone out here wants to talk about. How do jobs like this help if they don't pay the rent?
So we have our director of what we call Department of Local Affairs, that's Rick Garcia. Part of our rural economic blueprint is bringing more affordable housing opportunities to our rural communities. So we're looking at, for instance, inventory of state-owned lands, how we can do creative opportunities for joint development between cities and counties in the state. The state, of course, has to work with local partners. It's up to cities and counties what they build, what they zone for, but we can bring a lot as a partner.
That was Governor Jared Polis speaking to KVNF News at the Montrose County Event Center on November 23rd. The governor talked about his rural economic blueprint, the state agency hiring and resource fair, and about the ongoing struggle to find affordable housing in Colorado. And please stay tuned to KVNF News and to more local motions about the rural economy, the lack of affordable housing, and other issues facing residents of Western Colorado. You have been listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Thanks for joining us during our weekly public affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.